Distribution system performance measures. Performance measurements can be divided into four areas that are associated with the overall objectives of distribution: customer service, distribution efficiency, warehouse operations and transportation, inventory management, and overall network performance. Customer service. High levels of customer service depend on the coordination of supply chain activities, and distribution is just one link in the chain. Distribution's contribution to the customer service objectives of an organization's order delivery performance can be measured by its role in the percentage of orders completely satisfied from stock, percentage of units required filled from stock, percentage of units required delivered on time schedule performance, percentage of orders delivered per original customer commit date, reliability of lead time from order placement to delivery, percentage of item stockouts, percentage of stock cycles without shortages, percentage of months without stockouts. These measures help both the supplier and the customer evaluate customer service and satisfaction from the customer's point of view, particularly if a formal scorecard system is used. From the supplier's standpoint, the measures indicate the distribution system's ability to maintain adequate levels of stock through effective replenishment planning. Maintaining targeted levels is a critical success factor for distribution requirements planning, DRP, so that inventory investment stays at the minimum level required for the given level of customer service. These measures, as a group, indicate how well DRP is doing and how reliable it is at ensuring that adequate quantities of the right quality of product are available at the right time and the right place. Some of these measures also apply to the efficiency of warehousing and transportation operations. Distribution efficiency. Distribution efficiency tracks the use of distribution resources such as transportation and warehousing. The goal is to minimize the total of all distribution costs such as land, transportation, wages, physical infrastructure, overhead, and inventory. Distribution efficiency performance measures are often divided into two categories: warehouse and transportation management. Performance metrics can measure a distribution center's overall effectiveness, quality, and productivity. Exhibit 8-58 describes measurements associated with warehouse operations. Exhibit 8-58, Warehouse Operations Performance Measures. Most performance measurements for warehouse operations are focused on decreasing costs and variances in performance and increasing levels of reliability, flexibility, and responsiveness. There are primarily three performance measurement objectives for warehouse operations, providing the quantitative basis for performance standards for warehouse activities. Tracking performance against standards. Identifying problems. As a result of measuring the performance of warehouse operations and analyzing the data, organizations can gain control of significant variances in key warehouse activities. They can also improve productivity by making employees aware of the performance standards for order fill, throughput, and shipping accuracy. The second area that influences distribution efficiency is transportation management. Effective performance metrics enable transportation managers to analyze regions for increased productivity and competitive advantage. Managers should divide transportation performance measurements into those services performed by company-owned equipment and those purchased from for-hire carriers. If the organization decides to own and operate its own fleet, it is concerned with measures such as those shown in Exhibit 8-59. Exhibit 8-59, Transportation Measures. If the organization decides to contract with transportation services, it is concerned with shipping cost factors and the mix of transport modes as well, along with the following: on-time delivery, the number of shipments delivered in a timely manner, quality of service, the ability of shipments to meet customer expectations, on-time loading, the number of times vehicles arrived at a location at the scheduled appointment time, delivery consistency, the comparison of promised delivery times with actual delivery times, claims for loss and damage, the comparison of the number of claims against the number of actual deliveries, freight bill accuracy, the comparison of the number of accurate freight bills against the total number of freight bills. The transportation manager is often challenged by a lack of information. For example, if transportation managers do not have visibility of future shipping requirements, how can they manage costs? How can they recognize the full advantage of rate structures despite being asked to ship in smaller quantities or partial loads? If transportation managers are given a full view of not only the current shipping requirements, but also future requirements, as with a DRP system, then they can develop the most cost-effective transportation plan. Total distribution network metrics. The following are examples of strategic metrics related to the total distribution network. Total supply chain management cost, fixed and variable costs for distribution centers, inbound and outbound transportation and inventory. Service level of network, aggregate levels of lead times met and number of perfect orders. Total cost to customer service, total supply chain management cost compared to targeted versus achieved level of customer service.